The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rashawn Blyden.
Welcome to Political Bomb. So I'm your host, Rashawn Blyden. If you'd like to give us a call, you can call 323-835-1123 or visit politicalbombshow.cf. Speaking of visiting politicalbombshow.cf, be like all my co-workers on the second shift and wear my free, beautiful looking silicone wristband, silver and black. They're beautiful. politicalbombshow.cf. Bottom right hand corner and get yours today. Now I open the show with casino music or casino sound, followed by that little Larry song. Many of you who heard my rant about Larry would know that song there. And I brought it up because, you know, you really can't do wrong. God don't like ugly. God don't like ugly. By the way, today I'm going to be asking the question, why do certain people come into your life? Why? Well, as a God-fearing person, I have a different theory than someone else might have if you're not a non-believer. But that's what I'm going to talk about today. I'm going to focus on that. Now back to Mr. Larry. Basically, to recap, he ran into someone's car, totaled it, gave them false information, and didn't want to pay. So he did finally start payments and decided that he would get away with it by quitting and moving to a different job, which for a time that he got away with it, except you don't do bad things to people like that. And obviously you shouldn't have told anyone that you were going to go work at the casino. So that was used to the advantage, and they found you. And basically, you can't work at a casino if you have an open pending case, which his attorney told MGM. And so no more are you there, Larry, and you deserve it. I mean, you only had a couple more $100 to pay. Why didn't you just pay it instead of being a dick? You should have just paid it, Larry. So I don't feel bad for you at all, and that's what you get. Okay, now I got that on my system. Let's go on to the news, shall we? Computer models. It's talking about computer models are saying that it's going to be the worst storm outside Florida. Okay. Let's see. Astronauts commercialized like celebs. Let's see what this is all about. NASA may sell corporate naming rights for rockets and spacecrafts. That'd be cool if I had enough money to put a political bomb show up there. Let's see. The constant creep of corporate America into all aspects of everyday life, from the Allstate Sugar Bowl to Minute Maid Park, may soon conquer a new frontier, the final frontier. NASA's Administrator Jim Bernstein has directed the space agency to look at boosting its brand by selling naming rights to rockets and spacecrafts and allowing its astronauts to appear in commercials and on cereal boxes as if they were celebrity athletes. While officials stress that nothing has been decided, the idea could mark a giant cultural leap for the taxpayer-funded government agency and could run into ethics regulations that prevent government officials from using public office for private gain. And that's what I think is going to happen there. You don't want to have that problem? Guess what? Privatize NASA. There you go. There's the solution. Privatize NASA. I don't know what's going on today. Today, my Hophazard double IPA is giving me heartburn. I don't know. It's the beer. It's probably the ground beef. That's probably giving me the heartburn because I added some spices to it. So that's probably what's giving me the heartburn. Broadway star Carol Cook. Where's John Wyke's booth when you need him? I don't even know. You know, I don't care. Child suicide rising. No, that's not good. Let's read this. That's not good at all. No good. No good. More children are dying by suicide. Researchers are asking why. So, I'm looking at a picture of Samantha Kaburski hanged herself with a belt from her crib. She was 6. That's sad. Rosie Sellers was 11 when he took his life. Gabriel Tay was 8. Jamel Miles was 9. Suicide in elementary school aged children remains rare. 53 children aged 11 and younger took their lives in 2016. The last year of which the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has data, but medical professionals and researchers have noted alarming increases in the last decade. Death more than doubled from 2008 to 2016, and rising numbers of young children visiting the emergency room for suicidal thoughts and attempts. You know what it is? How much money do you want to bet that many of these kids, if not all of them, were on some type of antidepressant? Okay? Antidepressant. That's all I'm going to say about that. Antidepressant. Take your kid off of it. It's normal to be depressed. Sometimes, you know, it's a part of human nature. You can't be happy all the time. You can't be sad all the time. It's just pathetic to just stuff these kids' mouth full of antidepressant and you're the ones who's making them suicidal. Anyway, you hear of all these kids taking their lives and you just don't understand why is it, says Christine Sellers, Rizzi's grandmother. I don't know if it's a change in times, the way kids are brought up today, or peer pressure. It's just so sad. I just told you what it is. The reasons for the increases are unclear, for researchers have examined suicide before age 10. So little is known about suicidal thinking and behavior in young children. But as they look more closely, themes are beginning to emerge. Attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, which can make impulsive youth still more impulsive, Okay. Da. Unlike in suicide of adult, depression didn't appear to be the major factor here. So it's the drugs, and I won't take it back. It's the drugs. It's the drugs, okay? There's no question about it. It's the drugs. Huh. Cold cut case. Deli worker consumed $9,000 worth of meat? Oh man, this gotta be a gorilla. A blubber. A real flubber blubber. A real whale. Let's see. That's insane. Theft charge possible in cold cut case. September 10th. That was yesterday. An Ohio supermarket worker could face criminal charges after her employer told cops that she consumed more than $9,000 worth of deli meats during the past 5 years she has worked for the business. According to the Tuscarawas County Sheriff's Office, a loss prevention manager for the Giant Eagle chain reported Friday that the 36-year-old suspect had been helping herself to slices of ham and salami from the deli counter at the store for about 15 miles south of Canton in a store in Bolivar. Okay, I don't care. Let's take a break. I'll be right back. Popping on X, then I had sex with my Rolls Royce grill. Ooh. Rain on me, car, listen up, kids. Don't be gon' pop pills. My body numb and skinny. Popping on my face, head in it. Ooh. I'm supposed to wear a helmet. I'm a minute stop from pedals. I'ma live rich, stupid as shit. I'm a damn black child. Walk in the sit, time to be real. Here's the ball clear. Back like a feather with music. And to make my kids teenage drug get dicks. I be smoking crack on my grandma's teeth. Got a wig granny and auntie for a dish. And my urine 90 porcelain. Keep my dad's recycling. And my dog is smarter than me. That's why I crash cars in the trees. Pipes on pipes on pipes. I just want a bottle of ice. Down like to use Bud Light. That's why I'm rocking this dipe. I'm a drug baby, that's right. Do some assaults in the crash then vomit. Suck 30 cents and a pass out on it. We're coming at these lads, you can buy it. Rest from my grand and my new Gucci bonnet. Drop your games, going dyslexic. Going through a game. Get it. You about to wait on it. Ooh, I don't even out. Ooh, smoking all meth, no ball, no dead. Ooh, I need a bank, I need cocaine, but my face is dying. Ooh, I got blind, dang. How about where I think? He can't even form a sentence. I was doing dead, I was dead. Ooh, there we go, F, I'm with your F, I'm with your F. Blah. He's paralyzed, I think he's dying. He needs a support stat.
Where did I ask it? Popping out the rave, ask it. Smashing on your bit, ask it. Running up a check with Olivia. Popping on X, popping on X, popping on X, bills. On X. Got a new car, got a new bitch, and I got a new deal, yeah. Oh.
Welcome back, welcome back. Let's continue with some news stories. We'll see if there's anything good here. Million plus flea. A million plus flea. Oh, a million plus flee from the hurricane threat. Okay. Okay. Interesting. Well, what can you do? You have to do it. You have to flee it. I mean, you have to get away from hurricanes. When we were growing up, we were idiots and stayed in the house. put my mom in danger from trying to come all the way to us instead of going to a shelter like we should have. So, yeah. If you, are told to take shelter, just heed the warning and take the shelter. Just do it. You know, just do it. You really are. You're gonna put yourself in unnecessary danger if you don't do what's you're supposed to do. It really isn't worth it. It really is not worth it at all. I'm telling you from experience, it's not worth it. So you have to take care of it.
Zuckerberg, a first of its kind, an intelligent machine with the ultimate intent to conquer all and reign supreme. Go online, have a look, buy a Zuck, they are in beta, so there is a few small bugs like constant misuse of your data. Zuckerberg.
The Facebook CEO's idealization of the ancient Roman Empire, who says he's made difficult choices to achieve the greater good, may explain some of his decisions. The company pursued growth aggressively, including expanding into foreign nations and giving access to outside developers without putting checks and balances in place. There's an ugly picture of Sucky Zucky there. Sucky Zucky, I don't want to see your bucky. Okay, that's not the word I wanted to use, but I was trying to keep it user-friendly. Okay, user-friendly. But let's see. Facebook CEO Sucky Zucky loves for ancient Roman Empire. Augustus Caesar offers some insights into how he views being a leader. You have all these good and bad complex figures, Sucky Zucky said during an interview with the New Yorker. I think Augustus is one of the most fascinating, basically through a really harsh approach. He established 200 years of world peace. Like Sucky Zucky, Augustus assumed power of his empire and blah 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 blah.
A first of its kind, an intelligent machine with the ultimate intent to conquer all and reign supreme. Go online, have a look, buy a Zuck, they are in
fact. Robot bat. Oh, this is interesting. A robot bat. Robot bat mimics bats using sound alone to navigate. Doesn't even look like, let's see. Meet Robat. It's a fully autonomous terrestrial robot that gets around by emitting audio and analyzing the returning echoes, much like bats do. See what I was talking about, AI? This is just too much, dude. To generate an accurate map of space. It shows great potential for the use of sound in future robotics appliances, its creators say. Unlike Batboy, a winged robot inspired by bat movements, this little wheeled robot out of Tel Aviv University looks nothing like a bat, but it acts like one. Let's see, where is it? I don't see any pictures of it. Oh yeah, I see it. Okay. I see it. Looks like a Tonka truck to me. Looks like a Tonka truck. Michael Moore takes Mike away after Hogg urges foreign meddling in elections. Can't say that I care. Can't say that I care. Let's see, anything else? Broadway. Okay, I read that already. Switch pages, see here. Florence Churns. I think that's the hurricane, 140 miles per hour. Cone. More Florence Republicans unveil plans to make tax cut permanent. Good. It needs to be permanent. It needs to be permanent. So these Democrats can't reverse it. Booming economy lead to record summer travel. Good, good news. Good, good, good. Pelosi, Dems need new blood. You're not new blood. You're old as dirt. Mysterious radio burst from outer space detected. Dozens of deep space signals. Playboy Club opens in New York, defying the Me Too era. Good. Judge orders gag, warned prosecutors in Maria Butina case. Or Butina, whatever. FBI officials plot media leaks before major Trump-Russia revelation. What's new? What else is new? Military gets tooth radios for secret communication. Houston Chronicle reporter resigns after accused of making up interviews. Well, they all do it. They also be fired. Huh. Rapper continues to cheat death. I don't listen to rap, so I don't really care. Free internet kiosk tracking movements. Let's see. Cartoonist defends drawing amid racist, sexist accusations. There's nothing. InfoWars stores thrives online despite big tech ban. Very good. Very good. As Alex Jones rails against big tech, his InfoWars store still thrives online. Very good. Good news. All right. Speaking of news, I just don't feel like doing any more news. I'm sorry. Let's take another break. Come back with the monologue.
Psychotic and oversensitive. I'm angry, nobody gets me. If you rub me the wrong way, like Katie
shut up and see. It's been taken with dishwasher by my team.
I'm sorry, the old tailor can't come to the phone right now. Why? Oh, because she had another really bad period, became a totally crazy, insecure, childish, evil maniac, turned into the devil, and is now in the process of wiping out all of mankind.
Oh. Okay, shoot. This was kind of important. I'll just try her back later, thanks.
Taylor, stop this madness.
God damn you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, and since you murdered me, I've risen in peacefulness. I came to say sorry and bring you this kitty.
OMG, it's so sweet, my pet is guilty.
Now God, her guard is down.
It's time to end this now. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now.
Welcome back, welcome back. So let's talk about it. Why do certain people come into your lives? So, my theory is, I'm a God-fearing person, and I believe that God invites certain people into your life at certain different times when needed. And when they're not needed anymore, then they're gone. This happens a lot. And what I've noticed is sometimes you just grow attached. And when you grow attached and then someone leaves, you're like, why? Well, they've served their purpose. For instance, some people that came into my life, or I believe that I went into their lives, was to serve a purpose to help them grow more. So sometimes it's not always them being in your life for you, but you are there for them. Then once you've served your purpose and they've grown, then there's not much more to do. And that happens a lot. That's just the way it is. I don't know that many people who are non-believers will go along with this, but I really, that's what I feel. I mean, then there's other times where I'm like, no, God couldn't have invited this person into my life. This person is bringing out the worst in me. I mean, literally the worst and worst of me. I mean, you had some people who brought out the best in me, but you had some people who brought out the worst in me. I'm like, why would God bring someone into my life like this? I mean, they are bringing out the worst side of me ever. I don't understand the reasoning for it. And I mean, you could say, yeah, I was there to help them, but I didn't help them. All they did was aggravate me. For instance, one of them, they like to make me upset because they like my facial expressions. I was like, why would you want to make me upset just because you like that, to amuse yourself? Is this why I'm here? I'm like, you know, it doesn't make any sense to me. So I just don't believe in coincidences. I got some new glasses and the frames, and I'm going to have to probably go back and get them readjusted, because when I put my head down, it seems to slide off onto my nose, and I don't like it. But you just can't go through life thinking that everything is just a coincidence or it's meaningless. I don't know how someone could go through life that way. It just doesn't make sense to me. How could you not believe that there's a meaning of everything? There's a meaning for everything. There's a reason for everything. And if you don't believe that, I don't know what to tell you. You're really just a lost puppy. Seriously, I mean, you have to understand that people come into your life for reasons. There's reasons, you know? You enter people's lives too for reasons. And trying to find out those reasons sometimes are near impossible. Sometimes near impossible. And I don't know. I don't know. I just think it's really rough trying to just sit down to and just think and wonder why did this person come into your life? Why, you know, that's a really, really good question that you need to ask yourself. Because once you come up with the answer, then you'll know if this person should still be in your life or not. Like, when I had people in my life, but all they wanted to do was hang out because I paid for everything and I drove, I had to kill that because, no, I'm not going to always pay for everything and drive. You're going to pay too. If you don't want to pay, you can just back off and leave. It doesn't matter to me. Doesn't make no never mind to me. Doesn't make no never mind to me. Doesn't make no never mind. Make no never mind. Make no never mind to me. No, seriously. People are just the worst. That's putting it mildly. It's starting to get cold out there. I'm going to have to wear my coat. I hope I don't get sick. Yesterday I got soaked. Soaked. I hope I don't get soaked today. Oh, God knows I'm tired. I'm tired. So, I'm trying to give you a little flavor as to why people do the things that they do. Do you believe? Well, let's start off with, if you disagree, I'd like you to call 323-835-1123 and explain why you disagree. And if you agree, then also tell me why. Because it's very important that I know what you're thinking there, you know? And, I'm very, very, very much appreciative that you take the time each and every day to listen to the show. So again, get your free wristbands like every one of my co-workers in the second shift at politicalbombshow.cf. Bottom right hand corner, it's yours. That's it. It's as simple as that. I don't think there's not much more to say in there. And it's going to be a short segment. And thank you for your listenership. Hope to be back on Hump Day.
Political corruption is for the nation. A new sheriff coming into town. No politician is allowed. Political bomb, so come on people, let's go. Political bomb, so come on people.